Welcome to the USAMC podcast, where professional massage therapists go get the latest news in the world of competitive massage.
And now, the hosts of the USAMC podcast, Melissa and Michael Strautman.
Welcome to the USAMC podcast. I'm your host, Michael Strautman.
And I'm Melissa Strautman.
This is where professional massage therapists go to get the latest about the world of competitive massage in the United States. This is our second episode, and we've got some new things to talk about. Hope you enjoyed our first episode. It's kind of a getting to know you sort of event, but this is our first what we would call a regular episode. We're just going to talk about the things that happened over the last few weeks and kind of what's coming up.
So much happening in championships. So shall we start with today? Okay, so, well, today, this morning, which was Sunday morning, and yesterday, Saturday morning, was the Swiss Massage Championship held in Zurich, Switzerland, is an IMA event. Yeppe was there. I hope some of you tuned in and caught it. It started at 3 a.m. this morning. I was actually up, and I did throw my support out there a little
spring
bit.
Spring forward morning for us, too.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I woke up, and I was like, oh, I want to see the championship. So got to peek in Zurich, Switzerland, of all places, which is really cool. And they had, I'm just sitting here on WhatsApp with Yeppe, and the Swiss people have not posted yet who the winners are, but he knew that Tim Laughlin won in the international category for France. And on the IMA's Facebook page, you can see a little bit of what Tim was doing. It was awesome. And I see that, I'm going to murder his name, but, Radu Dragon. I think he's from Romania. He did a little masterclass, and I saw that he was trying to teach those doing kind of wellness and Swedish massage how to use their body in more movement. And I'm really excited about that, because that was one of the things that when I was competing at World last year, that people said, hey, what are you doing? Why are you doing it that way? I'm like, because you're supposed to. At least that's how I was taught. So it seems as though more people are putting more movement. They're not just staying stationary while their hands are working. And I really like that. That was really cool to see. A lot of the Swiss people were doing that.
It's great. It's a lot more beautiful to watch that way.
Yeah. And I feel like they just have just more reach and more power to their strokes. I would love to have Mr. Dragon on. That would be really cool, since he was one of the judges, kind of grill him. That would be cool. So that was this morning. It was Switzerland. Last weekend was the Danish Massage Championship. And last weekend, we had our prep class here in Kentucky that was absolutely awesome. I think we have a gold medalist for World amongst our group, and a gold medalist in the American. Great people who did great work. So that's what's just happened in the recent.
I got to be a body for that, so that was good.
Oh, that's right. You and Sarah came. Sarah's a friend of ours, and Michael got to demonstrate the difference between westernized Swedish massage and classical European Swedish massage, which is completely different. So a lot of people are asking, what is that? What is that? Well, you just have to come to one of my classes and find out.
Shameless plug.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So then we have other stuff coming up. Do you want to talk about that stuff coming up? Okay, so, well, this weekend, the 9th and the 10th, also, there's a prep class that's going on. I'm sure we'll get the download from that. That's happening in Atlanta, Georgia. It's a first-time event hosted by Krista Harris, who's the director of Florida, Georgia. And she had Steve Sewitt and Louisa Vargas, who are going to be coaches and teaching some technique. So we'll see what all happened there.
Very cool.
Yeah, yeah. And Coming up March 15th, a lot is happening in the United States. First of all, Michigan is having a live state championship prep class. If you want information about that, get a hold of Teresa Hensley, who's the director. She's also the director of the Indiana and of the Ohio. That's happening in Lima, Ohio, which is that North Ohio?
Northern Ohio? It's northeast or northwest Ohio, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, so that's going to be a great prep class. And then we have the Nebraska, Iowa, South Dakota, and North Dakota. All four states are happening March 15th in one location in South Dakota. So you can look that up on our Facebook page, the South Dakota Massage Championships with Iowa, Nebraska, and North Dakota. That is headed up by Danielle Schwantes, who's the director of that. And we did have a Vietnamese Massage Championship, but that has been rescheduled. I believe it's going to be in May. I don't think we have a date on that yet. And then our lovely Wassa Lackham is going to be doing a coaching event March 23rd and 24th, and that's going to be in California. So,
wow, lots coming up. It's season's full force.
Yeah, we are in the thick of it for sure.
Well, that's amazing. We also have some other items, which, as we said in our first episode, Q&A was going to be part of the mix. And so there's been some questions. And so what we thought we would do is go through some questions that Melissa can speak to. So our first question is, for example, what is a freestyle or open category?
Okay, so these designations, freestyle and open, are only designations that you're going to hear in the state massage championships. This is not at American, and this is not at any of the international competitions. So what freestyle or open means is that you as a competitor can pick any one of the nine IMA categories, unless you've otherwise been told that category is not included. So let me read those categories off to you. It's Western freestyle, Eastern freestyle, Swedish sports, chair, Thai, body contouring, and facial massage. I do happen to know that body contouring is not going to be allowed at the North Carolina championships, but if it says, if you want to enter a championship and it says it has a freestyle category or an open category, it will be one of, you can choose one of those nine IMA categories.
All right. So that's some clarification there on freestyle and open. Our next question has to do with entering massage championships. So the main question, or it's been a popular question, at least of late, do you have to be a licensed massage therapist to enter a massage championship?
Wow, this is such a big one, and we have had so much controversy about this as of late, not just in the States, but people entering the American Massage Championship. Now, you do not, it has never been stated that you have to have a massage therapy license to enter any international, national, or state championships. Now, why is that? It's just simply because in Europe, there are a lot of states that don't require any type of licensing or certification or anything like that. So they did not have it. And when the Americans adopted the IMA standards in 2022, they did not designate or say that the entrance had to be licensed, because we do have five states in the United States that do not have licensing. Oh gosh, I wish I could remember all of them. I think it's Wyoming, Minnesota, California, Kansas, and I'm missing one more. But those states do not have to have do not require licensing. So American thought it was unfair to exclude those people, and I, as the president of the USAMC, have not designated that it is a rule for the directors of USAMC-sanctioned championships that they have to force their participants to be licensed, because let's say you live in California and you want to compete in, I don't know, Kentucky, say my state. You don't have to have licensing, but you can still come to my state as a state director, and you can enter and you can win categories. However, you wouldn't be able to win an overall medal. And that's what we call our open borders policy. So if you're a USAMC sanctioned event, you have to allow people from other states to come in now. However, we have left it up to the directors of the state championships to say whether they are requiring licensing. A lot of the directors are worried that unlicensed people who perhaps participate in the sex trade, the whatnot, might come and try to participate. I seriously doubt those people would want any kind of recognition or acknowledgement. But that is a concern, and they are also just wanting to know that there was some sort of government agency that has declared this person safe and that they know what they want to do, and that's perfectly fine. In the state of Kentucky, we do not currently require state licensing. That could change at any point. We're kind of learning. This is all new.
You really should pay close attention to your state-level rules. It seems like that would be where you'd want to look to see whether or not that particular state is requiring licensing or not. And the directors really have to look at their local laws, wouldn't they?
So, you know, that just came up as far as North Dakota is concerned. And Danielle, who's the director, went and looked, and it does appear that in the wording of her state license, the intent is you cannot touch anyone to do quote unquote massage unless it's in your family, in your residence, regardless of whether or not you're getting paid for it in any way, shape, or form. And we know that overall, the overall winners are getting a $750 cash value prize. So that is, you know, remuneration or whatever that word is that they want to use. So the state directors really have to go to their law, and, you know, it wouldn't hurt maybe to, I don't know, ask the AMTA government rep, ask your state board, find out what that is. Here in Kentucky, it's not a concern.
Yeah, it could be as simple as just send an email to your local or your statewide board of massage therapy, whatever that happens to be for each individual state, for those directors out there that are curious whether or not they should offer this or not as a state director.
Right. But one thing I do want to say about that is that the USAMC does not mandate, but we strongly encourage that every person who participates in your event has malpractice insurance. And we always want to plug Massage Magazine Insurance Plus and use the code USAMC to get a $10 discount off your yearly rate, which I think is $149. And they cover so much.
Okay. So our next question has to do with the championship specifically. Also, how long have championships been going on?
Well, this is a very exciting question. I just wrote an article for the American Bodywork, ABMP, and their Massage and Bodywork magazine. And in researching facial massage, the article, what's the article called? I forget what my own article is called.
Power Face.
Power Face six-step protocol.
Yep.
Right. But in researching that, I discovered, some of you may have heard of Kobudo, which is a Japanese style of facial massage that you have to learn from a master. It takes years. You can't say you do it unless you actually really learn from a master. It's amazing. And in researching that, I found out that massage championships have been going on since at least the year 1472.
That's fascinating.
It's how they learned.
Wow.
And do read my article, by the way. Because you'll learn about that.
The
ABMP's
Massage and Bodywork magazine article, Power Face, a six-step protocol. All right. Next question. What is the difference between the terms criteria and categories?
Okay. So I know all this championship stuff is new, but it's really important that we get these words straight. Okay. So categories. Categories are what you enter. Are you doing freestyle, a Western freestyle, Eastern freestyle, Swedish sports? Those are categories. Okay. Those are categories that you enter. You say, I know how to do this, and I'm going to put a model on the table, and I'm going to demonstrate my particular skill set to you in this particular category. Now, what is the word criteria? Criteria is is what the judges uses to judge you on. So there's technique, ergonomics, innovation, flow, and also if you are in the clinical category, you're going to be scored on efficacy and something, a little something we call the hot seat round, which is kind of fun.
Ooh. It's like interrogation?
Kind of.
Yeah. Excellent.
So you go through the round and you complete your clinical category massage on your person, and then the judges will take you into a room and you sit there, and the judges will kind of pepper you with questions to find out if you knew what you were talking about. So it's really cool.
In the spy novel style.
Yes.
Yes. Hot light and sweat await you for those of you entering the clinical category.
Actually, it's a lot of giggles and laughs, but whatever.
Right. I'm joking, of course. All right. Our next question. There are still some states out there, I believe, that are still looking for directors. Why don't we go over those states that are in search of directors? And so if you are interested in a massage championship at the state level and you would like to be the director, Melissa, tell us what states are open and how they can sign up or apply to be the state director.
Yes. So if you are in one of these states, please contact us at office@usamassagechamps.com. And let us know that you are a massage therapist. You don't necessarily have to live in that state right now. You do have to be a licensed massage therapist or retired licensed massage therapist. So Arizona, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Indiana, Kansas, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Montana, New Hampshire, Oregon, Rhode Island, Washington State, Wisconsin, and Wyoming.
All right. There's a pretty long list. So those of you that are interested, get in touch with the office at usamassagechamps.com and indicate your interest. And we have a process already in place for that. And you'll be contacted and talked to by our membership committee. And we'll follow that process accordingly. All right. Our next section today is a topic that it's still kind of out there. And as we talk about these massage championships, in fact, even our clients ask about, well, how do you even judge that sort of thing?
Yeah, all the time.
Because they're surprised that they even exist. Naturally, you have objections to massage championships. And so what we wanted to do is spend some time and talking to the objections to massage championships and just see what we have to say about it. And so the first thought is that championships take away from the true purpose of massage.
Yeah. Everybody's got an opinion, but I think to put a blanket statement out there, like there is one true purpose to massage, I think that is crazy because there's lots of purposes. There's wellness, there's relaxation, there is, a sports performance. There's tons of reasons why you as a therapist may have the passion to become a massage therapist. Maybe it's prenatal massage that you're interested in and you want healthy babies brought into the world and informed mothers. So to say that there's kind of one purpose, I think is just very limiting. I think it's limiting to our industry. I think it's limiting to our therapists and certainly to our clients. I think people do what they want to do for their own reasons. And we have to remember that massage therapists are human beings too with their own mind. So that kind of bothers me just a little bit. So to say there's one true purpose, I don't think that that's really true. When you're in a championship, it's a demonstration of skill on a model. That massage therapist demonstrating their skill on that model that's on the table is a completely different intention than what they were doing the day before in their room, helping a lady with carpal tunnel syndrome.
Our second is championships make massage therapists compete against their peers.
Okay, so this is one of the biggest fallacies about massage championships. Therapists are not competing against other therapists. So let's say you have, let's just for argument's sake, say you have two competitors, two participants, two massage therapists that are in a championship in a particular category, and they're standing, you know, right next to each other. They're doing their work on their model, presenting their skills. The judges aren't going, oh, this one did this, and but this one does it better. It's not a comparison between the two. The judges have an individual judging sheet for each participant, and they're going through and say, in the criteria of ergonomics, you might say, oh, that therapist, I don't like how she's bending her wrist. She, you know, there's a lot of her ergonomics are not good there. So I'm going to give her a negative point there. And then they don't go over to the next person and say, oh, well, hers are good, so I'm going to give, you know, her a positive. They might give her a positive if they see that her ergonomics are good in some other place on her body, but they're not going to compare. So there's no comparison between the two people. And I'll tell you, as a judge, so many times when I've judged, I've kind of thought in my mind, oh, it'll be this one, and this one will win. And I'll be completely wrong. So you just, you don't know. There is no comparison. And I can't say, well, I like this person better or I like that person better, because it doesn't come out that way.
Sounds to me like it's a lot like the Olympics, which you might look at the Olympics, like a panel of judges looking at a figure skater or a any other type of demonstration art, and then everybody assigning a score to a particular person, and then they kind of average the scores together. Is that kind of how it works?
Yeah, but they don't make two come out and do a sow cow and say, okay, that one did better than that one. That one gets the point and that one doesn't. It's just not like that. So there's no, we're not competing against each other. And if anything, the environment is not that. There's a lot of camaraderie. There's a lot of bonding. It is the antithesis of competition, or what was the word?
I did it to put myself under additional pressure, and boy, was I under additional pressure. I sweat like you would not believe in that room, and it was really hot, but at the same time, it was good to put myself through the ringer to kind of learn more about myself and when I was put to the test where I fell short.
Yeah, and to say that, you know, we go into our treatment rooms and we're never put under pressure and stress, that's wrong too, because we know that we are. So, you know, oftentimes we have really challenging clients, you know, who really, really challenge us, or a particular pathology that's really, really challenging to us. And it's good to know that you can endure that type of stress and pressure.
It makes the treatment room much more comfortable, I think.
I agree.
So, a third thought is that championships can put pressure on LMTs, leading to injury.
I just don't see that. So if you're at a championship, you're going to do whatever it is you do. And if you do something stupid, you might hurt yourself. But why would you do that? And if you're in your treatment room, what you did on the floor in a championship has nothing to do with that, unless perhaps you're workshopping something. Like when I was at my coaching event before I went to the World Massage Championship last year, WASA really challenged me and my body ergonomics. And so when I came back to my treatment room, I was workshopping that back leg being correct every single time. And that was good for me. It forced me to stretch. It forced me to watch my body mechanics, to breathe better, to tuck my hips. So I wouldn't say it put me under pressure to do that, but I would definitely say it helped me to be a better therapist. Yeah.
A fourth thought is that championships may have so much influence over massage therapists that it may influence them to prefer or perpetuate certain styles of massage, making other therapists who don't do these styles to feel undervalued or excluded.
Well, that's a lot of thinking. Okay. There are some amazing therapists who exhibit their skill and their style from their culture or from whatever continuing education class they went to. They've gotten really good at it. They love it. Those barefoot people with the barefoot bars and what they do, that just springs to mind. And we don't see that quite as much right now, but hopefully we will in the near future. It's starting to come to championships. And the Thai people, they're so amazing, so graceful. And the things that they do and how they stretch the body, it's amazing. Now, is watching that and them winning, does that make me want to go do Thai massage? No, not particularly. Again, I'm a massage therapist with my own mind. I might think it's beautiful, but I don't feel in any way pressured to go learn it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's kind of silly.
Another thing is, or another objection could be that championships may cause massage therapists to steer away from education and professional development.
Well, somebody was drinking when they thought that up, because that is so stupid. That is just ignorant. So most championships, especially the international and the American, there is a tremendous amount of continuing education and professional development. There's classes going on all the time. And in our state championships, some of our first-time directors have not had the money to put on continuing education for the participants. Last year in Kentucky, we didn't have the money to do that. This year, we've had some gracious people who have agreed to come and help us do that. It takes a lot of money to put on a championship, and they're going to be doing that for our participants so that they can learn. And that is, if we have learned nothing from Yepe at IMA and from Mike Hinkle at AMC, is that putting the therapist first and helping them educate themselves and be better professionals is one of the number one things that is important. And that's what we do. And we're doing that in the States. It's unbelievable. Just the technique classes from some of the people who've won from all over the world that are going to be this year at AMC, it's going to be astounding. Yeah. If you want to come and see some amazing body work, and these people, they aren't just showing you fancy stuff. They've got a whole class schedule. And they're going to be there teaching this summer in North Carolina. Some of the biggest names in the massage therapy industry in the international world are coming here. Just come see what it's all about. Come take some of their classes. They're amazing. But also, too, one of the things that has sprung up, and I think we talked about this last time, back last May, the Illinois State Championship, Robert Tibberan's the director, he decided that we needed to have a clinical category. And that is where the practitioner, the massage therapist, has no idea what pathology is going to be on their table. And they have to assess it, treat it, and defend it, defend their treatment. That's what we were talking about with the hot seat. And people who are wanting to be in that category are looking up and signing up for some of these medical massage CEs so they can learn what that's all about to better help their clients. So to say that this in some way turns massage therapists away from professionalism and education is complete bunk. It's not that at all. It's
would almost opposite. Say it's the exact opposite. Yeah.
Yes, it absolutely is.
I can remember having gone to World, and I've obviously been now to two AMCs. Just the stuff that I've just learned, just being eyes in the room.
Yeah.
I mean, for goodness sakes, watching Anna Baroni work from the from the floor in Denmark was just fascinating to see her.
She was made us speechless, didn't she?
Yeah, it was just fascinating to watch her command over the body that she has on the table, and it was just it was mind blowing to say the least. So I took away a lot of just fantastic ideas. I don't necessarily use them in the room, but to know that
you've workshopped a few on me, you need to keep working on some of those or call Anna help.
That's right. Well, I think that's about all we have for today. Do you have anything else?
I don't think so. If anybody has any questions, comments, conundrums, snarks, keep them to yourself. No, send them to us via email office@usamassagechamps.com.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us today on the USAMC podcast. From sunny Bowling Green, Kentucky, it's a little cold today, but we're looking forward to that spring-like conditions coming in. We bid you guys a wonderful rest of your weekend, and we'll see you next time.
That's all the time we have for today's USAMC podcast.
For more information about massage championships and to find a championship near you, please visit our website at usamassagechamps.com.
Thanks for listening to the USAMC podcast. And remember, you either win or you learn. Why not do both?